Subcommittee on Committees will come to order. Ms. Campbell, why don't you walk us through this? Which ones do we need to deal with?
Sure. The Advisory Committee on Human Services Laws and Administrative Requirements. This is a change. Senator Torres Ray is currently an appointee. She's decided that she'd like to leave her appointment, and Senator Berglund has agreed to step in her place.
Is that it for that one?
That's it for that one.
Senator Metzen moves that Senator Torres Ray be removed and Senator Berglund be appointed to the Advisory Committee on Human Service Laws and Administrative Requirements. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion adopted.
The second one is a similar situation, a little bit more complicated. This is the Iron Range Off-Highway Vehicle Recreation Area Advisory Committee. That is in Senator, the area that is in question is in Senator Tomasoni's district. Originally, he had been appointed at some point in 2005. Senator Saxog was appointed instead. Senator Saxog was unaware of his appointment. Senator Tomasoni didn't know that he'd been removed, and the DNR was also unaware.
Senator Metzen moves that Senator Tomasoni be removed and Senator Saxog be removed and Senator Tomasoni be appointed to the Iron Range Off-Highway Vehicle Recreation Area Advisory Committee. Kind of an exciting one.
It's the one you'd want to get to.
Yeah. You're going
to
move the next two. I'll move this.
All in favor of the Metzen motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
The next one is the Legislative Commission on Planning and Fiscal Policy. This is to fill Senator Neville's seat on that committee. The minority has suggested that Senator Michelle be his replacement.
Okay. Senator Senjum, I would suggest you go on there. It's got all the leadership types on there. It's got Speaker. It's got myself. It's got the tax chair, the finance chair.
Does it meet often?
No.
It's not? No, you...
You should be there.
You should be the one that...
okay, we talked about it. It was just a matter of, you know...
It's got the finance chair, tax chair.
But it's not...
Not busy.
It's not a weekly meeting or anything.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
All right.
But it does meet when there potentially is something very significant. So I think this is really one you should be on.
Okay.
Senator Metzen moves that Senator Senjum be placed to replace Senator Neville's spot on Legislative Commission on Planning and Fiscal Policy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Motion adopted. Ethical conduct.
We
need a replacement, and this is who you would like to have for the replacement? Ingebrigtsen?
Ingebrigtsen, yeah.
Okay, Senator Metzen, you're the chair. That.
Yes, that's fine. I've talked to the minority leader about it.
Okay. Senator Senjum moves Senator Ingebrigtsen be added in Senator Neville's place on the Ethical Conduct Committee. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion adopted.
There are just two more.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. Did we officially name Linda Scheid for me, moi, at an earlier meeting?
We must have.
I see her name is okay. If we have, that's fine. I'm just checking up on it.
I can double check on that,
yes,
but
I don't remember doing it. Meme was on Senator Moore.
If a contingency motion, if we had not done that,
yeah,
Senator Metzen moves that Scheid replace Moore.
Yeah.
If we have not done that on that contingency motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Just invent a new procedure.
The database shows this was done on.
Chair, that's a new one on me.
Is this nomination without, is that automatic?
I think it is.
Okay.
I believe the Gimsey one is automatic on the Legislative Audit Commission. There's a letter. Correctional Facility Site Selection Committee.
Yep, these last two I just wanted to make note of. That's an ex officio appointment, and Senator Neville had been the lead on the...
Ingebrigtsen seems to be the right one.
He's the new lead on the Ingebrigtsen,
okay, so
he's automatically...
So we don't need to do anything?
We don't. I just wanted you to be aware of that. And
hey,
same
Mr.
with
Chairman,
the legislative audit.
With that change in ex officio, we would have a report that notes that so-and-so is serving by virtue of their position. So
okay.
There would be a letter signed by you to the president noting that.
Okay. And then the audit commission, we're just noting that the appointment by Senator Senjum, Senator Gimsey. Don't need to do anything?
We just got one sheet, so I'm sorry.
I don't see the other two.
And I should point out, on the Legislative Commission on Policy and Fiscal Planning, Senator Clark and Representative Sertich will be sitting at the table. It would take a law change to either put them on or make it make them ex officio. But just for your purposes, they won't have voting rights unless we change the law. But our intent is to have the two assistant majority leaders at the table. And they were there the other day. So, okay, anything else we need?
That takes care of it.
Is there others pending that... Are there still others pending?
There are just a couple that we're waiting on. The Regents Advisory Council will be one that we need to take up. We're working on that right now. We don't really need to do it until closer to summertime, okay. But it would be nice to get that out of the way. There is the Legislative Oversight Committee on the Economic Status of Women that was just recently, that the LCC just recently approved. So that one will be coming up. There are just a couple of appointments there. And then we're looking into the Governor's Workforce Development Council. We believe that we need to appoint somebody from the minority to fill a term that's expired. So we're looking into that, I believe.
Okay.
And that would be, otherwise we're up to date at this point.
Okay.
Madam President, may I ask, and maybe Mr. Wolf knows, but who's that name that's expired?
Senator Julie Rosen was a member of that committee, and I believe that her term expired in June of 2006, so we're waiting on that. They are still active. I spoke with them, and they would like for us to appoint somebody.
And Senator Olson was okay with being appointed to six other commissions?
she's not okay.
No, I'm all, Mr. Chairman, I'm all worn out from running around trying to find the room this was in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I announced it on the floor. I'm sorry.
So. Senator Rosen, Mr. Chairman, doesn't know that Senator Rosen has expired. That's
her
not good. She's a wonderful
doesn't
lady.
She still want to be on it?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to be cute.
Okay, I think we're good. And what I meant, we are going to try to process some general orders next week if we can, but we don't want to get in the way of committees.
Okay.
So,
Mr. Majority, tax bill coming up, or can't you tell?
Adjourn the
meeting. Send him on here.
The first
that's the ethics thing.
Meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Send him on this one.